Blog Talk Radio.
I'm turning the show on, man. I'm just turning it on. You hear me, man? I said, I'm turning the show on.
Yes, sir.
This money got to last you for the rest of your life. He says, I know you think you're going to play basketball.
Well, we got one call out there.
The basketball is going to be this short a window of your life.
Yeah.
He says, this money got to last you the rest of your life. And that was a great lesson. Doc was always at back. He's like, Joe, this is professional basketball.
Meet the mic.
Everywhere you go. He says, we're professionals.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Their party in the day, y'all. I only got a few on here so far. I'm going to try to hold on for a little while. They always come late. I guess they had all the action yesterday. The action or no action. Supposed to have one race last night that didn't happen. I decided not to waste my time coming on the show, but I can always shut it down. They don't ever start showing up about a half hour or so. So I don't know what y'all want to do with it. You know, anybody want to... raise your hand, got something they want to start off talking about? Or I can go and play some smooth grooves. Ah, boy. Still trying to heal, trying to get better. A lot of stuff going on. So my mind been pretty much like a highway in rush hour. But you got to keep moving, keep on trying to do what you do. That's the only remedy I can see out of that. To keep on moving, trying to do what you can do. I wonder if it started raining out there tonight. Them boys might be on the street tonight. There's no telling. We still got a pretty nice group of them that goes out there on the street and do their thing. They try to hang with them college boys and stuff sometime. Little Skin get out there and be trying to hang with them. He had been doing real good. He kind of ran into one night to give him a little trouble. But I know Skin ain't going to run from no trouble, man. He didn't got whooped before. But that old young boy, YG, he got that old Cadillac doing real good. I thought we was going to see a kill this year, but that didn't happen. Yes, sir. So we're going to try to do what we got to do up north, one way or the other. We're going to try to make things start happening up here for y'all can have something to do, some cars to brag about, you know. So we're working on them. I just about ain't too good about doing shows right now. I really want to get these cars together and then have something to talk about our own, you know. It's fun to see the stuff to go on down south and hear about the racism, but man, ain't nothing like having that at home. Where the people here can come out and see it and enjoy it. Because really, the South don't think we really got no competition up here for them. But we know we got a few people that damn sure give them a battle. They can't just send anybody and run us over. We ain't going to take that. And we're trying to get better. We're trying to get to where they at. Well, in most cases, we really where they at. They can't slip up, I'll tell you that. We just got to get good enough to plug into the ass where they respect us a little bit more. And at the same time, we got to respect ourselves a little bit more and bag each other up. Whether you're a racer, or you're just a fan, all of it count to me. That's what make up, you know, a racing base, you know. Fan and racer. Everybody can't race, but you can sure be a fan and following. A lot of them know exactly what they're looking at, what they're doing, and that's why they enjoy it so much, just that they don't have the time or maybe even the finance or the, you know, ain't willing to put their finances into machines like that. But, you know, if you love it enough, you know, you will put your money in there and be you something, and if you love it just to love, then you're going to want to come see it and keep up with it. So either way, it worked for me. I don't believe the thing nearby about to die. It's a little slow up north. And we're going to try to do what we can to pick it up. I don't know how much we can do, but we're going to try to pick it up. And we also need our help to pick it up. Everybody start recognize. And we got to make home big before we go and make everybody else big. Eventually, them boys will want to come down here and dance with us a little bit. And that's when the growth will start. Oh, man, let me see if I can find a number. It's riding ahead on in here now. Maybe somebody got something they want to talk about. You know, I could talk about all this other stuff we didn't talk about 100 times. I could talk about the problem. Everybody say what is the problem with grudge racing now, which we know it ain't no one particular problem. A lot of people try to blame the media, social media. They try to blame the talk shows. And I ain't going to say that that might be a part of it. It could be. But it's a lot more shit more than that. Yes, it is. It's more than that. You know, things have got a little bit lately, a little bit more respectable, I think, in most of the conversation. And kind of slowed down because, you know, a lot of people run away from that. The reason they won't come on the shows or get in a big conversation with people because some people be a little too out of line when they talking. Everybody don't want to play that game. And it don't take all that. So to me, I've been looking at it, and you still got some that, you know, go there, but it ain't don't seem like it as much. But then at the same time, I don't be on the back line as much and on the show as much as I used to. But what I have heard seems like it's a little bit more subtle. And to do that, that'll keep a lot of bullshit down. And make it more family-oriented, you know, where you wouldn't mind having your family around it. A lot of people don't want to bring their family around it because they don't know what their surprise is going to be, you know. But I'm always bringing my family around. And I'm just ask that they respect me and my family because I'm going to respect them and their family, you know. I think 41 and did a good job this year, trying to get the track. Every year they add and try to do better and better. We still got one more race coming up, and that's Shine Drag Nation News. It's Cancer Awareness Day. So we got that coming up real soon. Other than that, we still got Sundays and other days, Test and Tune days that we can go out there and have some fun. Y'all can go out there and watch a little grudge racing, Test and Tune. I like even watching Test and Tune. And if they can get a pretty good crowd in there for that, that will help them, you know, to keep better in the track. So we're going to just hope for everything to start coming on together. You know, it might have been a little rough again this year, but the racers tried to push it best they could. They gave the Grove some business. They gave 41 some business. And even went back out to Byron again. Had a dead Byron with big drag. So, you know. A lot of people didn't finish their cars this year. Some had problems, couldn't get parts after they broke. That slowed some things down. I wonder when this part situation going to straighten out because it's certain things is hard to get. So we're going to see if things going to get better. Who out there got something they want to say? Come on in and talk to me. Y'all know I like music now. I've been to find some shit to put on. Anybody know of anything else going down? Uh-oh, I got somebody. What's up here?
No, stop.
How you,
sound like it's
how
another,
you doing today?
Sound like it's another. Doing all right. Sound like it's another dead Friday, huh?
Yeah, it seems like it is, man. I started not to even try to open up, but I said, it's just in my heart, man. I got to at least give it a try. But you know, it's still kind of early for them kids. Ain't no telling them boys still on the back line and everything. They might be out on the street tonight. Is the rain? Did the rain come? I know it's kind of cool.
I don't know.
What's up?
Yeah,
what's going on, preacher boy?
I couldn't get that ass yesterday, man. I couldn't get that ass yesterday.
You supposed to break yesterday too?
Nobody.
Yeah, oh man!
I couldn't get no money either way. I couldn't get whooped and couldn't whoop a motherfucker.
Who are you gonna race,
on our
preacher
parade.
Boy? Oh, you were driving D10 car.
Car.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I just made it, but I couldn't make no money. Good Lord told us to stay at home. It was all good.
Yeah. Yeah, it happened.
We got a better day coming, man. That's all I can tell you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's for sure, preacher boy.
Come on, yeah. If the good Lord let us see a day every day, we got another chance at it.
That's right. That's sure enough, right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting around all these
because I went to the bathroom. Yeah. And how you fellas doing tonight? I'm doing all right, Keith. I mean, preacher boy.
Yeah, I might have a little noise, man. I'm by the park right now. They got all the music and shit playing. So it's my background.
Right.
So.
Yeah, we got you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, background better than no sound.
I heard that.
I don't hear no gunshots. What's going on over there?
Oh no, man, you know better. I ain't in. Hey, listen, hey kid, you know I ain't in no trouble. I ain't find that thing at a motherfucker, so we good.
Oh, okay. Normally, when you ride by a park,
this far, I'm too slow to run.
Normally, when you ride by a park or hanging out in the park, I think you hear gunfire.
You know, if it's already gunfire, then I don't use my brake dust. But I do have a young man out here got some damn good-looking wings, man. I'm buying me some wings out here. Chef Boy ID.
Oh,
huh?
Man.
Well, Chef Man
oh,
ID.
No,
I
he
ain't
man.
No boy, because he got this motherfucker real looking good. I'm tempted to grab some of this shit while it's still hot, dog.
Yeah, man.
Lucy. His name is Lucy. When y'all get a chance, y'all come on out to Garfield Park and drive through the park. Get something to eat.
Yes, sir.
Kids, you
what
in the
park?
Hood always, man. You know.
What
park?
The
park, man. Garfield.
Man, please.
The west side of Garfield. Not that shit on 55th.
Let me ride by the police station, 10th District or whatever, and get me some police, and I can be on over there.
Oh, that's a sample again? Oh, I'm waiting on you. Okay, well, let me take it when you're ready. Let it cool on off. Yeah, like I said, man, I went out to that park on 55th. That was too much for me.
Yeah.
Man.
Bunch of motherfuckers.
Hey, bro, man, I keep my gun on me. I'm holding my gun in my pocket. I said, God damn, they might pickpock me for my gun out here. Too many niggas out there. I like, look, man, I can't do this. Man, when I tell
you
out south, man, them motherfuckers bumper to bumper, boy. They on your ass.
You should
been over
there
parking a long
to,
time.
You should have came to Riot Fest, preacher boy.
That's two. I told you I wear three S's. I can't wear no twos. I'm a fat motherfucker. And the man trying to send me a jogger suit, man. Listen, this is a one-stop shop. Yesterday I bought so much goddamn dishwasher liquid. If I catch a dirty dish in the house, I'm going to kill a bitch.
Oh, man.
I got that color. Don't stop. I got that color. I got that. He's trying to really sell, nigga. I got it. I told the nigga. Hey, man, a nigga tried to sell me some, Air Max. A nigga brought me some Air Max that sounded like church shoes yesterday. Okay, man. The bottom of them motherfuckers plastic. I gotta wear them motherfuckers to quiet practice.
Yeah,
Motherfucker was click clacking. Oh, thank you. The motherfucker was click clacking.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Well, preacher, boy, I thought you was heading to Ohio.
I was. This is damn good. Listen, I was going to Ohio tonight. I ain't had nobody to ride with me. My wife told me if I ain't got nobody to ride, stay at home.
Yeah, yeah.
All I was going to be a fan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wanted to go bad, too. I'm bored, man. I ain't got nothing to do. I was going to leave out tonight. I called. You wouldn't believe it. I called six niggas and told them, ride with me. I'll pay for the hotel room. Just go to attack with me. Everybody told me they got something to do.
Oh, man.
And I got a funeral to go to tomorrow, so. I guess I go to the funeral. They're going to have the video, so. Yeah, I go to the video. I mean, to the funeral tomorrow. I look on video and watch them racing.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm proud of the man, and I'm a little jealous. I always wanted to run at one of them Peace All Out or Street Outlaw. And I ain't even had to do neither one, but I'm glad somebody around us is getting to do it.
Who runs?
Yeah,
I hope you get out there and do real good.
Yeah, preload.
Hey, man, I hope you do real good down there.
Preload going to do some Street Outlaw race?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I hope he do real good. But if he just go one round, he can get better than all of us. He not ready to show it up. All he got to do is show up.
Yeah, man. He did real good at 41. They kind of cheated the man. And no prep out there. He should have been the one runner-up.
Hey, man. At least when he come outside, he show out. You know, he show up,
yeah.
And he do get to show out. So, me and him both, we dedicated to the shit. You know, he got a little more help than I got.
If it wasn't for me, they would have cheated him out of the first round, man.
I'm mad I can't come out and play. But I got a lot of shit going on, health-wise and fucking with the car. I can't fuck with the car because I don't feel good.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Honestly, I get tired of arguing with the old lady. She really be tripping about me trying to go out and fuck with the car. Then when I get ready to go to the track, she be like, who with you? I tell her, I don't need nobody with me. She get dead in my ass then.
Well, she only looking out for your own safety.
Kid, you know my wife. You know she don't play no games.
Yep.
I fuck around and come in the house, she'll steal my leg. She'll lock that motherfucker up, then I can't put my leg on. So, I have to listen to her.
Oh, man.
Well, you know she'll try you anyway, though.
Say it again, kids. She'll do what? Let them know she'll do what?
So you know she'll try you anyway.
Hell yeah, she against Sue. Hey, ain't she against Sue Otter?
I don't know about all that, but I know she'll try your ass.
She done went
try
from
your
the
ass,
night to the
sure.
Now. You know, she had the razor. She went from the razor to the gun now. And I don't know which one she had on at the time. So I really don't say much to her.
Well, you better try to be careful then.
But she know the warning. You know what I told her. She might cut me or something. We both going to be in the hospital together.
Crying on each other.
Right. That's for me. Give me some of them light-skinned pieces. That light-skinned piece right there. Yeah, like that. Man. I ain't into that dog too much. You said you got some bread? Yeah. Got a couple pieces of bread? Yeah, a little salt.
Yeah.
It's still pretty decent out there tonight, Preacher Boy?
Did I do what?
The weather. The weather's still pretty decent out there.
Oh, the weather's nice. I didn't even go. Listen, the weather's real beautiful. Everybody got short sleeves
okay.
on. It ain't raining. None of that. A little soft.
That's
piece
all
piece
right.
Of bread, please. Have another piece of bread. Thank you. Oh, that's good. Thank you. All right, man. I appreciate you too, man. Thanks a lot, okay? Yeah. Man. Everybody out here hustling. Hold on, y'all. I told you, all the damn noise. Hey, man. Hey, out here trying to... So look at so many women, get you some food, keep it with a couple fellas. There's a motherfucker out here in this park.
Yeah.
The hoes coming out here half naked, baby boy. You got niggas walking trying to see a beard, motherfucker. You got niggas trying to see a beard, then you got niggas out here drunk.
Come on, man. They got a golf field park right here, fest, huh?
Yeah.
Big Eddie, it was some people over there in that goddamn park last weekend.
What?
Man.
But you got everybody out here.
You got everybody out here trying to hustle, though. Everybody got their own little hustle. All right, man. All right.
There was so many people at that goddamn riot fest, Eddie. I got tired of looking at them.
I heard that.
Man.
Hey, man, you like my son work? You like my son work? I see your truck back running.
And you talk about somebody at home.
Yeah,
they were eating all goddamn day long.
Oh, tell them to come up front and talk to me.
That's all right. Y'all can do it like that out there, man. See it.
Yeah, man.
The west side always been special.
You had the truck at Meachie.
Oh, yeah, for the train.
Right, for the transmission. That's my son.
Okay. Where is
stop at? It's up to Kaufman. From Kaufman.
All them white girls and shit over. All them white girls and shit over there with all that makeup on and rings in the eyelids.
That's my shop.
All in the ears and nose.
Put it on your cue ring.
Damn.
Huh?
Yeah,
we do a lot of different shit, but we work together, though.
There was some cute honeys come through there now, but them folks are weird.
I think you got the filter and everything. You buy your pods, man, it's $35, man.
All right.
All right, well, you got my number on there.
I got you, man.
All right. I think Chuck and them out there.
Okay.
Celebrating Uncle Mike.
Well, they ain't on the water, are they?
Nah. Yeah. I thought tonight was his night, you know.
No, it's Monday. And Sunday
Monday.
They had a week.
Oh, okay.
Man, I thought it was tomorrow, too, man.
So what, you can view the body Sunday?
Yeah, they said you view the body Sunday.
He was telling me he had something to do. He probably wasn't going to make it on here tonight. So.
Yo, what up, baby? Not
much. Uncle Mike's service is going to be 12-123-01 South Michigan.
I want to. I ain't got no partner.
Somebody. I know people go on mute when they hear other people talk.
Let me pull over then. Hold on. No, I'm going to pull right across you. Come holler at me.
You ain't got to pull over to go on mute.
Uh-huh.
I said you don't have to pull over to go on mute.
Brother D giving us some information.
Hey, yeah, Holly.
No.
They
want me to
update
the
people. And like I was about to say, family and friends, it says Uncle Mike's service is going to be at 12301 South Michigan Avenue. The wake is from 10 to 11, and the funeral is from 11 to 12. Repast will immediately be held after 12:30 to 4, Monday, 9/25/23. That's the ninth month, 25th day of 2023. So those that's confused about it, now you know. My sister Bunny sent that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now everybody know. 10 to 11, 11 to 12, repairs immediately after. That'll be Monday at 12301 South Michigan Avenue. Yeah, your kid on here?
Yep, yep,
yes,
yep, yep.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
I talked to my engine builder, right? He said Billy did try to run pro stock, but he didn't do nothing. He made a few rounds. He made a few events.
Yeah,
he was
running
with a Steve Smith engine. He didn't do nothing. And he said, if you say he didn't run, you could easily say he didn't run because he didn't do jack.
Yeah, well.
But he did try to run pro stock.
Yeah, I know
yeah,
he did.
I
Billy,
never knew him to try to run pro stock.
Yeah, Billy was the one that got caught with the nitrous and the hidden in the battery cases.
Well, his daddy got caught spraying before then. So, but like I said, according to Big Ernie, nitrous was never in no book to be said illegal. Everyone just assumed that nitrous was illegal, so no one wanted the other guy to know they was using it.
Okay, now my question to you is, when they said naturally aspirated, what does that mean?
I mean, no nitrous.
That's what we would think. But I'm just, hey, wait a minute. Don't shoot the messenger because
I've been trying to call
NHRA to double check it myself. But
yeah.
I have not been able to get the guy I need to talk to on the phone yet. But I'm just speaking, not even hypothetically. I'm just speaking on what you're going to say. I know Ricky Smith had it. I mean, several of them have had it. But to my understanding, nitrous was never illegal. Everyone just automatically assumed it were.
Yeah.
So again, no one wanted the next man to know that they had it.
Because I know ever since the inception in 1970, it was always naturally aspirated. No kind of additives. Yep. Like I said, Billy got caught. Jerry Ekman with the yellow Pontiac Trans Am, he got caught. The Dodge boys were sneaking and spraying and shit. they got caught up.
I mean, a lot of them got caught up with it, but I continuously to say, from what I've been told, it was never illegal. I mean, and just think about it now. When the Dodge boys got caught, what punishment came their way? When Billy got caught, what punishment came? When Gooden got caught driving off, drove his car with the gas tank on the ground, what punishment came?
Hey,
I can't
remember,
Buddy. What kind of punishment do you think gonna come if they catch kids scalping them pictures at one of the races?
Say that again.
What kind of punishment y'all think could be handed down?
Brother D,
where Billy got caught, they kicked him out. They kicked him out of NHRA when Billy got caught. So you think they're locked kid up if they catch him scalping them?
No.
What I'm saying, when Billy got caught, they kicked him out of NHRA.
How, Kimo, I don't have to scalp no tickets. I know other ways of getting in. I know all kinds of other ways to get in.
They say you give a. They say you got the whatever color wristband there is. You got them.
No,
I thought you were with you. I ain't gonna fuck with you.
Now that's what. Hey, Kimo. Now that's what they say, right? That's what they say, right?
Yeah. So let me how you do it, kid.
Huh? No, hell no.
You ain't gonna tell it. You ain't telling it on the
no,
way,
sir.
Right?
Nope.
Hey, I hear you, baby.
Uh-uh.
I hear you, baby. What y'all got going on, man? You know, they say, Wesley Snipes and the lawyer finna get it on in about an hour.
Yeah, about 10 o'clock.
I got them Brandon go away for some months and then come right out and get on and grab hold to the biggest motherfucking names out there. What's wrong with him?
Shit. Why not? He got about just the same shit that they got.
I don't know what he got. I just know he grabbed hold of it. I mean, he going up to the lawyer and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, shit. All of them damn near the same, Kimo.
I guess. I don't know, man. I don't even know, man.
Mm-mm.
Man, where Yak at, man? Yak was on this bitch acting a nut last night, man. Yak ain't on here.
Who you got, Kimo? Kimo? Who you got, Kimo? Who you got? The lawyer or Wesley?
I went with Wesley.
Wesley. Mm-hmm. What time did you get on? You said about an hour.
Yeah, about 10 o'clock.
My brother. Which one you went with, my brother?
Well, I would like Wesley to win.
Gotta get some gas in this before I pump pot out. Some gas in this bitch, boy. Oh, I should take this guy. Goddamn West.
Hey, Kimos. Since you're over there in goddamn it, the Moses City, goddamn it, didn't know every goddamn thing. James Blackman got him a new driver? James Blackman got him a new driver?
Man, they say that goddamn long head, dread head guy gonna be piloting in that ship. They say dread head guy driving. They say dread head guy from, what they call that motherfucker over there? From Chicago. He's gonna be piloting.
Oh, man.
Chicago.
You know,
hey, Bo. What? Forgiato Zabo.
Oh, that's who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
That dreadhead don't give a fuck.
So, what, Bob, go to rehab or something, or what?
Nah, but, he...
They call it like this, Kimo. He on extended vacation.
Oh, okay.
Nah, but I'm going to keep it 100 with you. That wasn't even going to be an issue there because Bud wasn't driving nowhere. They had to put him out to sea anyway. He don't have respect for horsepower, you know. He makes poor decisions. I ain't going to say he's not a good driver, but he makes poor decisions. You make poor decisions with that caliber of horsepower or
race
power.
Car. Yeah, right.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, yep.
You begging not to get your job terminated. You got to make a conscious
decision.
Yeah, right. Yeah, decision was in that car, man. You can't just and you know, once that chassis unloads itself.
Yeah, might well cut the ignition off.
Back on. Yeah. You know, so. He didn't make good decisions. That car. But you know,
his head was kind of hard too, wasn't it? His head was kind of hard too, huh?
Well, I don't know, but I just looking at the videos that I seen, he didn't make good decisions. Everybody else might make. They made a good decision, but I'll tell you like this: in a car owner, he didn't make a good meet to me. Maybe somebody on the side that ain't spending no money and shit. Oh, that nigga a hell of a guy. Y'all always gonna find something. No, man. You keep tearing up people's demand shit. He not making the right decisions, bro. It ain't the car. It's the motherfucker that's behind the wheel.
In other words, what you're saying, he got to know when to fold them, huh?
Yeah, you got to know when to lift, man. I mean, when you saved the car. There was no need. Uh-huh. And then my man was gone. There was no need for you to that gas and try to catch him. The man was gone. He's about to pull the shoe.
Well, maybe he thought they were running the 1320.
Well, at that point, you don't get paid to think. Your mama always told you, that's why you don't get paid to think, right? You got to know I'm only running the A's. This nigga done went through the A's and pulled the chute. There's no need for me to be getting back in this car. Uh-huh. Then when I get back in, I slam into the wall.
Uh-huh.
You had already gained control of the car.
Uh-huh.
Honey, gone. How you say you hit that motherfucker 10 to 4? You say, honey, gone, baby. You jump back in that motherfucker and stuff that you got to call him stocking, stuffing, bub.
Yeah. In other words, he don't know how to hold them and don't know how to fold them.
Know when to fold them.
Yeah. Know when to walk away. Know where to hide. You got to count your money. When you're sitting at the table, never count the chicken until the hat's been
done. Hey, hold on. I don't like this shit here. What's going on? You know
that'd
why
be
I don't
time
like
enough to count. Well, here's the...
You know why I don't like this shit, man? Because when I asked you to sing that song for that man that was sitting at the light, sitting on the stairs, waiting for the light to change. All the mouth
up. Kimo, you just won't stop, will you? It's just no stopping you.
It's
the bottom line.
Hey,
you just won't stop.
The song when I asked, they sang that song when he said, yeah, sitting on the trench, yeah. Waiting for the light.
There is no stopping you.
All the mouth up.
I'm doing my show, baby.
Kimo and Peso got a race coming up.
Well, I thought she was gone for the night. She back.
I was thinking for you.
Who that with all that background noise, man? That shit is loud. Hey, who got all that background noise, man? That's a little too much.
Uh-huh.
No, but I was thinking because it's just that hot.
I couldn't told you it wasn't me. I can't hear y'all talking. What's going on?
Man, they can say about still on.
Oh, okay.
Preacher boy, you going to be ready for Shaw's race?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's when it is. 3 weeks from now.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks.
I don't know. I got to figure out what tomorrow's going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I hate to just show up to be showing up with a car. I want to be able to show out.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's winding down. That's what it's winding down up this way. So.
Yeah, we got to the first week of November.
Yeah,
I just ain't just been meddling with the car. I ain't had time to really fuck with the car.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that shit was loud. I had to go find that shit.
Yeah. There was a lot of background noise.
I had to hang it up, too, man.
Man.
I looked for him a few times. They didn't,
Hey, a motherfucker,
never mind.
You're drunk tonight. Now kick it. Thick ass, beautiful woman right here, boy.
What we drinking, man? What we drinking?
Hendo, because we out, though. It's the only way to go. You're supposed to drink Hendo because you're out, though.
That's all.
Endo, you smoking.
What part of Garfield Park you in, Preacher Boy? Jackson, Madison, Washington, Lake Street? Oh.
Well, y'all.
Yeah, you know I'm going to trick or treat now. I got to go to trick or treat, fellas. But I know the car will be ready for trick or treat. I don't know about John's race, but I'm going to try my best to have it ready.
Yeah, well, that won't be long either. Shit, about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Goddamn, you're rolling,
everything.
Buddy.
Man, rolling fast and ain't waiting for none of us.
Uh-uh.
You too should have. Man, time ain't bullshitting. Yes, ma'am. No, you still smiling. Can I cut off guard?
Don't let Jeremiah catch you out in there.
Oh, man.
Huh? What'd you say?
Nothing.
I didn't hear what you said, man. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Sound like somebody said, don't let Jeremiah catch you down there.
Man, ain't nobody. Listen, man, I ain't got nothing to say about that, man. Y'all, hear what y'all want to say about the man. Eh? You thinking about dude.
You say catch me down there, just have a race, huh, Preacher Boy?
Catch me down there, that's better to say, how you doing? Get the fuck out of my face, man. Motherfucker always begging. Every time I see him, he's begging. Get the fuck out of my face. Yeah. But, no, man, if you see me down there, that better say, how you doing? Fuck on.
Listen, man, we cannot, we should not get angry with the man for asking for a spot.
Huh?
The anger should come if you slip up and give him something when you knew you should not have, or if you realize you should have. Ain't nothing wrong with asking for a spot.
No, no, I'm talking about the man here. I don't care if a man's five seconds faster than you. I'm talking about the man begging. Listen to me. I'm talking about this man begging for change and dollars every day. Man, they got a that's perpetrating. He got brand new clothes on. Double said, can he get a dollar? Get the fuck out of my face. I've been seeing this man up here begging every fucking day. Fuck out of my face.
I hear you on that, but I don't got this one. I don't get mad at you.
I wasn't talking about your buddy Jeremiah.
I thought you were talking about Jeremiah. No,
it ain't nothing wrong with it. It's up to me to give it or not. But I said all he can do is say hi to me. We ain't got nothing to discuss. I don't want to talk about the man, and I don't want the man talking about me. So we good. Him and BC ain't got something going on. When it's time, I'll be there when they tell me to. I'm not going to push the maybe, baby. I got a job to do. Whenever it's time to do my job, that's what I do.
I heard that.
No more, no less. No more, no less. So we won't have no technical difficulties. If I don't add no problems, it won't be no problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, this shit is easy. I'm going to make the shit simple as fuck. All the way around the board. I'm going to stay in my goddamn lane. I hope they stay in their lane. No, thank you, sir. Now, y'all see the difference? A man trying to sell something. It's no thank you, sir. But a motherfucker begging for your hard-earned money, that's a horse of a different color.
Should be past the hour.
Look at it. Why you so slow today? Could have been a lot of shit to talk about today.
I don't know, man. I see it. All I do is give them a platform. Come on, man.
They don't like your face.
They usually do, Might be one of them nights where everybody got something to do.
Where that clown Kimo go? That troublemaker. Where he go?
He probably trying to put some trouble together. He'll be back. He's going to come back.
What time the race start, John? What time the race start? Hello?
Yeah, what you say?
What time the race start?
Supposed to be around about 10 o'clock, man.
Yeah.
Supposed
to be around.
I guess I'm going to go to Facebook. Go to Facebook and see what's going down. Yeah. Willie Watson was live. Oh, what's this night? Uh-oh. Jose, sitting behind the wheel, Jesse James.
What website y'all on? What you on so I can see it?
It's an old Willie Dog went live. Let me see if I can share it.
Willie Wasoon.
Yeah, man. I just sent it to you, man.
Okay, you did? Let me look at it right now. I'm on that right now.
Man,
hey, man,
Big Head, what they going
to take? Hey, listen to what I'm going to tell y'all. We got two young men that done some great shit. We got Zay going down there driving other people's cars out of town, and we got three lugs and them going to goddamn Street Outlaw. So Street Outlaw is doing something.
Yeah.
Big Eddie, what they going to do with all these migrants, man?
They're going to run us out of town. They're going to send us
problem.
Over to their country where they come from.
Send them motherfuckers to Indiana with a shovel.
Man, what happened?
Yes, yeah, beginning to be a problem in the Chicago area.
Hey, them immigrants like roaches. They every motherfucking way.
Hey, the thing they ought to make them do is, when they open them doors for them people to go in them tents and shit, they got to open the doors for the homeless people, too. That would only
they
be
better.
Right.
Yeah.
They show better.
Yep.
They better hey, matter of fact, before the motherfucking immigrants go in there, they better let them homeless people go in there. Because
they
they've been homeless a long time out here.
A long time, right here. And they the ones that fought these wars and their ancestors and stuff helped build this country, man. I don't understand
it, man. But you know
what's
fucked up, man? They said they're going to give them bitches $3,000 a month. And they ain't did shit for us but come in here and invade us. This motherfucker that's been here and you ain't giving them a dime.
A dime?
Yeah, it's a fucked up situation.
Man.
But that's just like life, man. They always treat their own like shit and a stranger like goddamn it gold.
Yeah. Yeah, we should be in some
that,
kind of class action lawsuit for that shit.
What you smoking for now?
And they always say, the killing party, they want our taxes and all that shit and want to charge us
taking
for every damn thing in your life.
Right.
What we suing for?
$3,000 a month. They're supposed to be getting them immigrants. And shit, they should be getting that to us. Shit. No, fuck.
Yeah, we paying taxes.
Giving us what? I can't even understand what y'all saying. Too, if you're talking one time. Giving us what? What we should be getting?
They giving an immigrant $3,000 a month. Tax free. And now they're giving us a headache.
Yeah, it's a fucked up situation.
Hey, anybody? Hey, kid.
Yeah.
That accident that they showed on Tony Bynes, that's something that just happened?
Thursday night.
Wow.
They said a free flip jumped out.
Oh. I know he made a hard right real quick.
Yeah.
It kind of like it was on a pay. It kind of was on a, pretty, on a good pay. You know what I'm saying? It's just
yeah.
Pocket chain looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he he was looking in the woman as for a Mustang front end.
Hey.
That motherfucker hit kind of hard.
Yeah, it hit hard.
they said it's free. You still got that of it.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. Just looking at the news, they say they really don't want to incarcerate a 12 or 13-year-old. What the fuck you going to do then? Because if you don't incarcerate him, he's up to wind up on the motherfucking slab.
Yeah. So he's going to get his kid on the slab.
Yeah, he'll fuck around and be laying on the slab. So I think you better start at home first. I don't see nothing wrong with incarcerating their ass. Incarcerate them and the mom and dad are right along with them. Fuck them.
Yeah.
These motherfucking teenagers getting away with too much shit.
Say that again.
Only thing I can say is, goddammit, y'all got it made. Because if you came up in the era where I came up, you'd have got a shoe stuck off in your ass. All that old patting you on your hand and shit and telling you to go ahead on, you'd have been trying to get to the doctor, get that shoe out your ass. So what you supposed to do? You got the teenagers to go out there and carjack somebody or maim somebody, and you let them go back home, and the week after that, got them here, you're doing the same thing. What you supposed to do?
To be honest, if they get caught doing some bogus shit like that, let their mama get that policy.
I want to put out this disclaimer. It wasn't me that won that lottery, goddamn a ticket that was bought on East 95th Street over there in Roseland. It wasn't me.
That was you.
You don't have to worry about it. It wasn't me.
You didn't know it if it was me. Niggas be like, man, D caught that.
You'll
be speeding up a half a second every week.
Yeah, if it was me, goddamn it, this time next week, every motherfucker in Chicago with a race car better not goddamn it move.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody.
He says you weren't coming out of retirement, so I ain't going to listen to that.
No, I ain't got to come out of retirement. I can own some, though.
The only chance you have of running the bull,
mm-hmm.
you'll have to buy Mudbone, and it ain't for sale. So
I'm going
to
buy more than Mudbone.
You can't.
I'm going to buy the owners of Mudbone.
Yeah, man.
So, Big Eddie, what about your friend, that lady friend that swindled?
You like Joe Petty?
Yep.
You know what I said, kid?
Big Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like Petty did, kid, by the team driving off.
Not everything. Everything that I think I might need. Yep, everything I think I might need.
Petty did, didn't he? He bought the car, Roy Hill, and everything that looked like it.
Yep. So you ain't got to go back to North Carolina. You can keep your stinking ass here in Chicago.
For a while, he did stay here, kid, for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, he was down
he
there for a while.
He stayed here so much. He stayed here so much, he thought he was living here.
Yeah, he was down there on Adams.
So, yeah. So, well, he got out on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Big Eddie, what about your lady friend that goddamn is funneling Amazon out all that money and shit? And then she go buy a mansion right down from the big warehouse and buy her what's that, a hookah lounge or whatever. She wants to get one of them and buy her a couple of high expensive cars. How in the fuck you gonna buy that off a motherfucking Amazon paycheck? How in the fuck you gonna buy that off an Amazon paycheck?
Yeah. Amazon pay good if you work 7 days a week.
Yeah, shit. You. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she was a dummy.
Mm-hmm. Well, she should have been. Goddamn, is trying to find her a doctor. Goddamn, when she gets some motherfucking brains transplanted in her head.
Well, Lil Will lost $200,000 a year for looking at people's booty.
Huh?
Oh, man. Somewhere
lost $200,000 a year for looking at people's booty. He didn't know what reckless eyeballing was.
Oh, man.
So they got him on tape staring at booty. Lost his $200,000 a year job.
You don't know how much money Amazon make per minute.
Down at Amazon, pay $32 an hour.
It's the Amazon makes $469.822 billion. That's what they made in 21. So Amazon makes roughly $1.29 billion per day. To break that down even further, Amazon makes $875,000 per minute.
Mm-hmm. But my question, D, why, if you done did all this and done got away, why would you be such a motherfucking fool and go and do the dumb shit that you did?
Yeah.
Knowing your job don't pay that kind of money. To goddamn it, probably to even own a motherfucking Chevrolet, let alone my expensive ass car.
Kid, what you talking about?
No, the broad that swindled Amazon out of all that money and shit, and then she gonna go buy her a mansion and a couple of high expensive cars and shit. On a motherfucking check from Amazon. It don't go like that. It don't work like that.
Yeah, where she at? I need some of that money. She a dumbass. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she was down in the Memphis area. I don't know where she was, Shorty.
What a stupid ass ass, man. I need to fuck in her mouth.
But she about the dumbest motherfucker I ever seen. She the dumbest motherfucker I ever seen in shit between two shoes.
Good God almighty. Man, did they do that race yet?
Not
the phone's been around about 10 o'clock.
Uh-oh, I just got a text. They say Q broke the transmission.
Oh,
he did?
Broke the transmission. I just sent the text.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Not the Dollar General transmission.
I should have better motherfucker pay out of pot pay. I fucked up.
Oh, man.
That's the only way I'm getting down, pay out of pot pay.
Yeah, you know, you heard me get my best earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it's Lil Will and Chemo faggot ass. Oh, fuck it, I broke the transmission in that turtle.
Shit. Dogs, I got that even looking good.
Yeah, he made a good looking bag.
Yeah. Yeah, he made a good old bag. good enough to get his ass pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
And broke that train in that motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Man, I tell your ass up.
Anybody like the Bears Sunday?
I like them.
I don't.
I
yeah,
like them.
What you want to bet? What you want to bet, Eddie?
I like them. I like them.
What you want to bet? I'm going to tell your ass.
I like them.
Put you in the fish tank. Get my foot ass down. Put your ass in the grease. I'm going to put you in the grease.
I like them.
Oh, man.
Don't put your motherfucking ass in the grease, kid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put him in the
grease. I bet you Justin Field get a touchdown this game.
Man, I ain't bet no dumb shit like that, Eddie. No. No, Eddie, I ain't going to bet that one. Oh, it's gonna text. Somebody said, "Oh shit!" Hold on.
Damn, Shorty James Black to hire him a new driver from Chicago, man.
Yeah, he got old fat ass Zabo in there.
Mm-hmm.
Zabo too big for that car.
What car Zabo in?
Think so.
Jesse James.
I told you, didn't I just say that? Didn't I just say that?
Yeah. He show off in there.
So they for real, they missing what's her name. They can say what they want to say. They missing Double Bug.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Why they bullshitting, they need Double Bug.
Man, don't do that, man.
Double bug, man.
Yeah, they need double bug.
Where they got
bug,
him at?
Somebody say he's in rehab.
How true that is,
bad.
I don't know. Say bad acting.
I know one thing.
Yeah.
James Black and him need to go get some bail money and get him out because they need him.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, they got
their pride getting in the way. And then we let their pride get in the way. Lennon would have been my driver. I would have got his ass out of rehab. I wouldn't be putting over 300-pound dude in there, and I got a car for 105-pound dude.
You got to fight that, man.
See what they fail to realize when you do that? You got to do skilling up and everything all over.
Mm-hmm.
Car was set up for a 105-pound man, not a 300-pound man.
Yeah. Light as bulb, boy. That was about a good 2/10 they could gain.
Yeah. But they said we slow, kid. They said we slow.
Yeah, well, you know how that goes.
Only thing slow about me, I roll up my dope slow.
Oh, man.
Because I puff it fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they
could have called me mad, man.
They could have
called me mad, man. They could have called me.
Call you on the phone? What are they going to do, call you on the phone?
Yeah, they trying to go fast. They ain't going 5 seconds no more. They trying to go fours. Low three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Only still going 6 seconds is me. Me and you, we don't want to still going 6 seconds. We like that man with that Vega went over there, that little shootout, and won the 200,000.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Believe in high school football, man.
Yes, you hate this.
Get up, you
shit up. I'm so caught, I know what I'm
Let me try to see what's going on Facebook now. Well, it ain't 10 o'clock yet.
It's after 10.
It is?
10:25.
Oh, that's right. Well, they ain't reaching over. Ken just told us that.
Somebody said, what's the night broke a transmission? Hey, I thought they just said that.
Right. Yeah, Ken just said it, yeah. So you don't need to. Well, I don't know anybody else racing.
But how's Ken know? Ken on the phone with us. How you know?
He said he just checked.
Ken got that hookup, man.
Yeah.
He only got three-way hookup. He ain't got the drag strip hookup. Hold on. I'm going to find out what's going on. Hold on.
Yeah, it is. They're an hour ahead of time, Eddie.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to call him. They said, I can't hold these calls. I'm on. I was trying to call Brandon. He over that way.
Yep, Brandon over there. As a matter of fact, he's the driver.
Yeah, he drive with tonight, like, yeah. Wait a minute, let the car go by.
Damn, that's a long haul, goddammit.
All right.
Damn it now. Damn near 900 miles.
Oh, man.
See you tomorrow, Lauren.
Nope, we got a hand up. We got a hand up, y'all.
Broke trans and got to pay the podcast. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
72
and
before
besides,
the mic is open.
Besides that
what
long
happened?
Ride back home.
What happened?
72-24.
Big Eddie, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? I'm trying to see who trans broke.
They say
oh,
my trans broke. But that was Ken, so he right here on the phone with us. He don't know. He don't know.
He got a text.
His text ain't working. He just paid to talk.
So what's up, money?
Mister, that's you on there, mister?
Yeah, that's me, man.
All right, I'm finna call over there, mister. I'm gonna call you right back, because I can't call on this line.
Oh, yeah, mister, I thought that was money.
What the hell you got going on here, man? What the hell going on here?
Y'all hold on.
Oh, that sound
right.
Like Stokey.
Stokey Stoke.
Yeah.
That man, yeah.
What I meant. They ain't locked in?
Yeah, they had locked in, but
Wesley broke the trance.
Oh shit, man, I'm gone, man. I'll let y'all tomorrow.
What up, Stoke, man? What's going down, man?
None. Holding his motherfucking steering wheel.
Oh, man, not holding in the road.
Man, I see him. That's just motherfucking all. But it looks like I ain't got shit else better to do.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that. Well, that ain't a bad thing to do.
James Black got the new driver.
Hello?
That you, Sean?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on with it, bro.
I'm just trying to get in, man, before it gets too late. I came in on the back end of the conversation.
Come on over. Tell people, man. Talk to people, man. They still want to hear about it, even if they heard about it.
Well, October the 7th, we got one of the baddest men in prep for 41. We got the cancer awareness race. We got some guys coming out of Virginia, two coming out of Carolina, and we got two guys coming out of Canada. All small cars. All small cars. I mean, if you look at that man doing his thing over in the No Prep World, he did good last week, man.
Yeah.
He did damn good. Made it to the, that was the finals. Yeah, he made it to the finals. Off the trail, coming straight off the trail. No ticket. Now they're going to put him on TV. That conversation gonna be like.
Amen.
Yeah, we got small tire, big tire, street style, junior dragster, and a small bracket race, and we just added a motorcycle race.
Yes, sir. I hope everything go well, man.
Oh yeah.
We're going to have a good time. Anybody else? Where y'all at? Yeah. You know, I sat there, man, and I had told myself I was going to be locked up. I wasn't going to even throw no show tonight, but I couldn't help it, man. I went on the last minute and loaded it up and opened it on up.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah. Hey, anybody heard from Shaky Bakeman?
I haven't heard from him. Every now and then I see him post something. Yeah.
Talked to him a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Somebody told me he got a new number, man.
Called both numbers. Left message on both numbers.
Yeah.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
I heard that was you wanting that money, man. That lottery, man.
Yeah. If I had, Sean, everybody in Chicago would have known it. Because I'd have been on my motherfucking way out of town. To me, an island or something.
You didn't tell me somebody... Somebody hit in Chicago finally, man?
Yeah, down on 95th Street in the Rosen area.
How much would they hit for?
I think they, what did she say? $25 million or something like that? I don't know.
Hey.
It was on the news. I didn't. But it was the ticket.
Hey.
The winning ticket was sold out on 95th Street.
Well, hey, folks getting ready to start checking their tickets for
They better go through their glove box every day.
Yeah, I have a tendency when I buy them, I don't really don't even go through checking them and shit. I'll fuck around and could be sitting on goddamn a couple of winning tickets my goddamn self.
Yeah, I'm with you there, kid. Oh, I did the same thing, man. I did the same thing. Sitting in the glove box and the armrest and sooner or later, ticket been expired. It didn't check it. That noise.
Yeah, Sean, if I could have won all the meetings, I'd have went out there in San Francisco and bought goddamn Alcatraz. And remodel it.
What you gonna do with that?
Yeah, remodel it. No, it's gonna be my home, man.
No, man.
You have to get in a boat, goddamn, to come visit.
Oh yeah. If I don't know
you, fuck around and get drowned out there. Get hit by a torpedo.
Oh man. And it's people actually paying money to go visit that place.
Yeah.
Definitely
a tourist.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I remember years ago when I went out to San Francisco, goddammit, I took a tour over there to Alcatraz Island.
Never been, kid. Never been to San Francisco. Yeah. I've been some everywhere except San Francisco.
Yep.
I did for more, though.
Got a hand up. Mike, come on the light. Come on, Big Mark.
What's happening, man?
Oh, man. Big Mark been missing in action.
Yeah, he had been.
Been kind of tied up.
Been kind of tired, but when I can, like now, I come in and fellowship with my brother. What's happening with you this evening? I ain't nothing too much, man. Ain't nobody locked in at your race yet, son? From up here,
not that
from
I
up
know
here.
Of. From what I hear, one might be going out of town. He don't know yet. So he don't know if he's going to still out of Alabama or not for that 50K.
Yeah.
I'm not sure just yet. It's been hard for me to get on the phone, man. I start at 3 in the morning, so it'd be hard for me to get on the phone. So busy trying to keep everything else afloat. But Lord willing, I'm going
to
move this race to July.
Yep.
Next year, I got 3 races going on. One of them going to be a no prep.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be my favorite race. One of the others is going to be prep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless you're going to do it early in the morning. All right. All right, y'all got to go on mute.
Hey, anything been happening on the street this week?
I don't
know. Man, I'm on my way taking this stuff back home, Big Mark. They,
okay.
And racing on the street, coming the same way as racing at the track now, man. folks say they're going to do certain things. Yeah, we're going to do this, this. Man, I'm if it wasn't for the wife and kids, I would have sold everything.
Yo, Sean, you can't get new for losing, man. It's what we like to do.
Man. I finally do get the itch to bring the cars back out. Same stuff all over.
Okay. Okay.
It seems like lady folks just like to give up. If you keep the damn lock-ins, you keep the lock-ins cheap, you know, that $300, anything under $500, man, most of them folks have to pay that.
Uh-huh.
That's what it seems like to me lately, man. Hey Eddie, I'm gonna make some phone calls tomorrow, man. See if I can get one or two races with Drag Talk and little Marlo Stanfield.
Okay.
Or with both of the trucks. We're gonna try to lock somebody in for the race.
All right.
Are you finna go? You finna go somewhere?
I'm on mute, y'all. I gotta get my bandage changed. I won't try to hear me screaming.
Uh-huh. Are you back in the hotel?
No, man, I'm at home.
Okay.
Still got to be changed every day.
No, that's right.
Yeah. I'm here, Eddie. I'm on mute, man. I'm going to put this thing in the garage. I'm on mute.
Y'all have to go, I understand. Oh, my boy, Crooked Letter, you on here, man?
Yeah, how little man do?
Man, he's still going through it, but he's doing all right. That's
yeah,
a strong little
I've been
man,
praying,
boy.
Man.
Yes, sir.
I've been praying for him. Yes, sir. Actually, I've been praying for a bunch of people, man. God, you can't pray that easy, baby.
Is that you, Maurice?
Well, yeah, kid.
Man.
Talk tomorrow, kid. Well, yeah, kid.
Yo, what
I'm
on
this thing. That's how they'll meet me out here. I was going to release
it. That seed down there.
I just been cutting that yak loose, boy. Oh, that was me.
I went to the house, went to Liam, ate. Thank you.
Less noticeable.